We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue Light. You might need that those products now. Talking Penn State basketball, Jeff Brown on the line. a look back at what was this season, because it was a roller coaster ride. I think is one way to put it. They go into the Big Ten tournament with really a lot of hope, not necessarily to win out or anything. I think anybody with realistic expectations wasn't expecting that. But I just felt like there was a possibility for a run, but it was over before it started with that 77-72 loss to Minnesota. What'd you make of that game there, Jeff?
That was unfortunate. In fact, that was probably a microcosm of the entire season. They started out strong. They had a great win versus Virginia Tech. And I know everybody goes, West Virginia was just a preseason game. I understand that, but they had that one as well. And had high hopes, and then went into that funk where they just couldn't get any bounces or anything else. And then they finished strong at the end. But unfortunately, that Minnesota game was very typical of what we saw during that 0-10 start to the Big Ten season, where they just couldn't get anything done when they wanted to get it done. And yeah, then Watkins takes a silly technical and things like that. And it just got out of hand too quickly.
So it gets out of hand, their Big Ten tournament round. We talked going into that, what we felt like needed to happen in order for them to get an NIT berth, which that probably says something about the year if we're trying to figure out if they're on the bubble or off the bubble for the little tournament, not the big tournament. We kind of figured at least one win, maybe even a second win. I think we landed on probably needing to beat Purdue in the next game of the Big Ten tournament to be in consideration there. But what you have here, Jeff, is a team, I believe, at the end of conference tournament season was number 40 in Ken Pomeroy's ranking. So you get a feel for, I guess, potential is one way to put it, and just not having the record on their side hurt them. But I think a lot of metrics suggested that Penn State could play, and I don't think there was a lot of teams who would be looking forward to playing them at that stage.
I'm still scratching my head how they didn't get into a tournament. I didn't expect the NCAAs. I really didn't. But I thought the NIT was going to look at them as defending champs. And having take a look at that strength of schedule, my goodness, with a young team like that, and how they performed. And if you look at the Sweet 16 right now, Penn State played four of those teams and beat two of those teams. So
they should be in the Sweet 16 right now, is what you're saying?
Well, no, but I think they ought to be in the NIT. Absolutely.
That's how I heard it, Jeff.
No, you're not going to get me in trouble like that, but I don't see how the NIT turned their back on them. I really, really don't. I understand the record and yada, yada, yada. But you look behind all that, and this is, I think, easily the best team that's still not playing right now.
Yeah, I think, like I said, a lot of metrics would support that. I think you put it best when we were talking about going into the Big Ten tournament. You basically said this is a team capable of beating anyone and at the same time capable of losing to anyone. And Minnesota, you saw, was a tough out, and it's a tough team. It's a well-coached team. It's a team that Penn State lost to before in pretty heartbreaking fashion. Yeah. So this is not a bad team that Penn State lost to, not a bad performance by any means, but kind of a day late, dollar short situation.
That's the best way to put it. Is it came in Minnesota, I thought for sure that some of the mistakes made in that game had been corrected, and they were going to come in on such a roll that they'd take care of Minnesota. I really expected them to win and win by 7 or 8 points. And some of the old things came back to haunt them, and it was all over from there. Lamar Steele.
Jeff, you cut out there real quick. You were saying something about Lamar Stevens and his performance against Minnesota.
Well, I mean, it was a typical Lamar Stevens performance, but they went to the well probably 8 to 10 times more than they should have, and I think he was just gassed at the end of that, and they didn't have anybody to take up the slack, and that was the problem. Everybody knew Lamar was getting the ball, and unfortunately, you know, Lamar didn't have any magic left.
Not a lot of magic left there. 9 out of 25 from the floor. I guarantee that's pushing outside of Pat Chambers' reign of comfort, range of comfort there for Lamar Stevens. Really gifted scorer, but you kind of fall into an old pattern, lean on him too much. I found it interesting in this game, Jeff, where Penn State shoots 71 shots to Minnesota's 57. You know, they had opportunities, I guess you could say, in this game, just didn't cash in. Shot 42% from the floor, 27% from three, and it wasn't good enough. Wasn't enough in the end.
No, unfortunately, and like I said, the season ended as it kind of was. You know, the whole way through, just very frustrating and very disappointing, but I think there are better days ahead. I know everybody will call me a homer, but if you look at what's going on, you know, coming up this fall, there's some really sweet things happening with Penn State basketball.
Well, let's just, for starters, I think the big thing coming out of that game was the knowledge that Pat Chambers will be back. I don't think it was much of a surprise the way that things finished up. I don't know what it would have taken for Penn State to have made a change, but certainly a lot more disastrous than the way the Penn State showed promise down the stretch. I guess the big question, I mean, there's multiple questions here, but just what do you make of, obviously, a foregone conclusion Pat Chambers will be back. I think it's good for continuity. It's good for the program. It begs the question, you know, what would Penn State would even be looking for if they were to make a change? But for Pat Chambers to be back for another season, most of this core back, maybe even a Lamar Stevens, maybe a Mike Watkins, there is definitely some potential, as you said, for some sweet things.
Well, you know, the good news and bad news about Lamar and kind of running out of gas in the Minnesota game was, I really think it proved to everyone and hopefully especially to Lamar that he's not ready for the NBA yet, that he really needs to come back for another season. And I think it could be a player of the year season in the NBA or in the Big Ten. I truly do. Nobody could stop him this year. He averaged 20 points a game, for crying out loud, and they knew the ball was coming to him for the majority of each game, and he just scored anyway. So I think another year experience, another year working out, another year training, Lamar Stevens is going to be a real force next year in the Big Ten.
And we still don't know as of yet what his intentions are, what his plans are. What's the prognosis if Lamar Stevens follows in Tony Carr's footsteps and leaves a year early?
I think you're going to see more of the same because, you know, you're losing a senior player, a star senior player, along with Josh Reeves, and all of a sudden you've got yourself a really young team again. You've got a team led by sophomores and freshmen, and it's going to be more of the same. So it'll be very unfortunate if Lamar leaves, but I'd be shocked if he left.
I'm not one to really criticize, especially a decision that's not even made yet. I'm not really one to criticize a kid looking out for himself, looking out for his family, trying to get his career started, trying to go pro and really start getting that paycheck coming. I would never be critical of that. But to me, just on paper, what he can possibly do to elevate his own stock. And it's always interesting to me because Lamar Stevens will still be Lamar Stevens. He can make some improvements to his game, but if the supporting cast around him is better, if the team is more successful, if he's in a position where he can make more meaningful shots, it changes the way that he's perceived. And I think that is what is out there. If Penn State kind of continues what they did in the last, I don't know, quarter of the season and swings that into the start of next year, there is something to gain. There's a lot to gain for Lamar Stevens to be back.
You are spot on. And you've got those three freshmen coming back after having extended playing time throughout the year for all three of them. So, you know, they're battle tested at this point. John Hara had another solid season. I think maybe coming off the NIT, everybody thought he was going to be some kind of Superman. He wasn't, but he had a good solid season. Mike Watkins, they've got to get back on the positive track. He was so inconsistent this year, but let's just think for a second. He could be a real star at power forward if he can get his feet back underneath him. And I think this, you know, the whole off the court instances just knocked him off his game and he never really regained it. But you've got Isaiah Brockington coming into the program who, from everything I hear, is just another carbon copy of Josh Reeves. And you've got the freshman coming in. It's a good freshman class from Roman Catholic High School. You know, you've got Lundy coming in, who is another great guy. They've got other guys who are averaging, I guess Lundy's what, 157th or something like that, in the nation. So you bring him in, let him play a season behind Lamar. You've got a couple of other guys in there as well that can shoot the ball, and Patrick Kelly and Justin McCoy. And where do you go? I mean, who knows? There may be a lot of good things happening for Nittany Lion basketball, and they're still going to be a young team. So they could have a great season next year and still have juniors and sophomores coming in the year after that.
Yeah, this was a situation, and it is funny that they're almost in an identical situation where, you know, this team would have been very, very different. Roles all the way up and down the lineup would have been different if Carr was back on this team, and everybody would have settled into a more appropriate role. And that's what I think defined the season. They were not really set up for success. And I think the same thing would be true next season with Lamar Stevens versus without Lamar Stevens. And I think Mike Watkins obviously is a factor in that mix too. But if you take Lamar Stevens out of the mix, now suddenly somebody's stretching to be a number one scorer that shouldn't be. And then somebody's stretching to be a number two scorer that shouldn't be, and so on and so on and so on. And I think it's that domino effect that if they're able to avoid that next season, you got to make up for Josh Reeves' absence. But, you know, they got a lot of players who got some really valuable experience this year.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you just kind of have to wonder about Mike Watkins. I think he's the key to next season. You know, he, 2 years ago, man, he was tearing it up. And last season, a good game followed by a bad game, followed by a good game, followed by a couple of bad games, or not playing a lot of minutes or whatever. And if they can get him that particular ship righted, and you still have Lamar Stevens on the team, that's a great combination to build around.
Good combination. It's a team that went 14-18 this season, 7-13 in the Big Ten, but closed hard down the stretch. You thought that maybe a shot at the NIT would have been in the cards there. They lose in overtime to Minnesota, but still a nice run to end the year. Patrick Chambers back for next season. We'll be watching in the offseason. Here is a determination by Lamar Stevens on his future, a determination from Mike Watkins on his future, and you got a lot of young kids who are going to be back in that line, looking at Bolton, Jones, Miles Dredd, who can take steps forward. So I think there's reason to be optimistic. And if there's anybody who's going to be optimistic about Penn State basketball, it's Mr. Jeff Brown. Thank you, Jeff.
It's this kid. That's right.
And that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. What a way to end it. You can always check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.